This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. The question is, are you going to have enough money to last on your retirement? We also try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. So thanks for tuning in. My daughter, who's a certified estate planner, Sherry Marini, and I'm a master certified estate planner. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees and business folks, although we do have younger people, between my daughter and myself for over, ready for this number of folks, over 70 years. That's right, over 70 years. So let me give you some contact information where you can get a hold of us. And then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. Lots of good information. I got so much information I could probably talk 6, 7, 8 shows. But we only have 4 segments to do this. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hubbard East, Pennsylvania. Zip code 16148. So yes, we are taking office meetings for those who want to come in. Most people don't have a problem, but if you do, guess what? You can set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call to learn more about what we're doing. And then we could do by phone. We could do a Join Me webinar. We could do Zoom. There's lots of ways that we can do information. In fact, we work with people all over the country. In fact, one of the things is this pandemic, there's a lot of negatives, but there is one element of positive, and that is now a lot of people don't mind doing things by way of video, phone, webinars, Zoom, or whatever, and therefore we're able to serve a lot more people and different types of folks. So if you'd like to get on our calendar for a phone call, complimentary, or come in person, our toll-free number is 800 at Legacy Financial Strategies. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. If you have a pen handy, we'll repeat it several times throughout the show. Or you can visit at one of our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. In fact, you want to go there. There's lots of information on on-demand seminars or 24 hours a day. One is on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? One is, do you have that paycheck besides Social Security that's guaranteed income no matter what happens to the economy? Do you have that set up? So there's a webinar on that, how to have a tax-free one. This is going to be a hot topic for the next 4 years. And folks, if you don't think taxes are going up, you're living in la-la land. If you got a lot of qualified accounts like IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 plans, thrift programs, simple IRAs, KEOs, where you got that tax deduction and you felt very good about it, well, there's a webinar on how to have a tax-free retirement. And we're going to talk about some questions I'm going to be asking you on the phone or in person. These are some of the questions I'm going to ask you. We also have one on women and wealth. One is on estate planning. So let me ask you a question. That website, again, is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. What is your largest expense, if I had to ask you? What is your largest expense? The answer that I'm looking for is, for most people, not all people, for most, a lot of people, let's put it that way, is taxes. But when I ask that question, I get things like my mortgage, kids' college, health insurance, when really the truth, the largest expense for a lot of people is taxes. The problem is that since most Americans don't think there's anything they can do about taxes, that's what many people, probably some of these listeners who listen to me, they don't look at it as an expense. One of the things we do is a retirement roadmap, and we definitely put an expense. But eventually, you know, if you think about it, it definitely is probably for a lot of people one of your largest ones. For some people who don't have hardly anything, it's not. Question number two is, what have you done to create a tax-free income for retirement? You may say, what do you mean by that? Is it too late? Well, we have two other websites, InnovationTaxService.com, where we do tax preparation for $150, include the federal and the state. Local's $10 extra. We include Schedule D, 10 trades, Schedule E, one Schedule E. We also do Schedule C's, charge anywhere from $25 to $35. But if you have rental, we include one rental. If you have more than one, we might charge $25 or $35. So we do tax preparation, but tax planning. So what have you done to create a tax-free income for retirement? They say, well, it's too late. I'm already retired, or I'm about to retire, and I should have done something before. Most people that I talk to have no idea how that is possible or how you can do that. Question three is, how much of your retirement account? So, folks, here's a question you want to think about. If you have a 401k, 403b, an IRA, something where you get the tax deduction, how much of your retirement account is yours? How much of it's yours? You may say, well, all of it's mine. It has my name on it. Well, I beg to differ. There's a loan on it. There is a loan on it. It's called the IRS. There's a lien on it, kind of like a mortgage. You just don't see it. But try to take the money out without paying taxes. Well, I know that. Well, the question is, what are the brackets now? What are they going to? How can you minimize or reduce that? If you're working with a broker or just a regular financial advisor or insurance person, I say 99% of them aren't allowed to give tax advice. So they don't really know how. So we do tax preparation, but more importantly, tax planning. And if you have a lot of money, we got a special website called EliteTaxReduction.com. We work with some of the top CPAs. Just because a person's a CPA doesn't mean they know a lot about taxes. They may be do work in bookkeeping or accounting. But I'm talking about people, not just tax preparation, but know how to do legalize tax reductions. So go to that website called EliteTaxReduction.com, and we deal also with some top tax attorneys. So taxes is very important. And number four, and then I'll save some of these questions for next time, do you have the cash to pay the taxes on your IRA profit sharing distributions? You know, a lot of people think we're talking about Roth, and how would you do this? How would you structure that? So if you'd like to learn more about some of the strategy, go to that website, leadtaxreduction.com, or set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call at 800-264-4963. Another important thing besides tax planning, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. Ooh, that's not going to happen to me. But unfortunately, 75% of the people 65 and older, it's going to happen. 25% is not. And then the ones who something's going to happen, it may be short term. So I'm talking about protecting your assets if you need in-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, or nursing home. What asset would you use? Most people want to stay home, of course. What asset would you use? And if you're going to use a money market, a savings account, a brokerage account, or whatever, what if you could use that asset, but maybe leverage it where you can get double to triple the amount of exposure to use for that. And if you don't use it, guess what? You don't lose it like you would for traditional long-term care insurance. So there's lots of different strategies on that way. If you're going into a nursing home or know someone is, and it's a crisis situation, there is something you can do. It's not too late. Not too late even for that. So we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis, crisis basis. We do Social Security planning. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. We do tax preparation, tax planning. We work with attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I belong to the Mahoney Chenango Valley Estate Planning Counselor, who specialize in how to avoid probate and protecting your assets. So access protection is very important. Then on the investment or savings side, you name the investment or savings. I can't say we do everything, but we have most things. And the way I like to explain it is yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money. That's money market, checking account, savings account. Credit union should have anywhere from 3 to 6 months. Red money is anything go up or down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. We have a registered investment advisory firm. And then green money is where you can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. That would be savings bonds, fixed annuities, or index annuities, known as enhanced index annuities, or FIAs, better known as a fixed index annuity. So everyone has pros. Everyone has cons. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about part two, tax considerations when a loved one passes away, from the Bradford Tax Institute. There's three parts, and you can call and get all three of these. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy, and then we're going to talk about what Robert Shiller has to say, because the market has taken a pounding the last 2 days. I'm doing this Thursday, it's Friday morning, almost 1 o'clock, but it took a pounding. Is it going to continue spiraling down, or is it going to spike up? Where is it going? I try to give you positives and negatives on both of them. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, is there inflation creeping up? What happened to the market? All kind of things. So please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those numbers down, our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in person for a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So what we're going to talk about on this segment, at least part of it, is tax considerations when a loved one passes away. I had a few people come in. Usually it's the husband that dies first, but in these cases, it was the wife that died first. So I'm not going to go through all the details, but if you'd like to get the reports, there's three parts to it. And when you call, it's from the Bradford Tax Institute, tax considerations when a loved one passes away. So we did part one last week. This is part two. I'll do part three next week. So there's something called an executor or executrix, as you probably heard there's terminology. Executrix refers to a female, executor refers to a male, but today's environment, with the political correctness, mostly it's called personal representative. Personal representative. So a financially comfortable loved one has passed away in this year, seemingly endless bad news. That's not an uncommon situation, but it's true. Now the deceased loved one may have been single or married. I mentioned that last week. A relative or not. In any case, you've stepped up to the plate and take on the challenging job of acting as personal representative for the deceased person's estate. Good for you, but it can be a lot of work. A lot of work. That's why we specialize with attorneys that don't gouge you. And we can assist you. And that's why I said, if you work with us, a lot of stuff we won't charge you that if we have the opportunity maybe to get some of your other business. But that's not a requirement necessarily. But it can be a lot of work, like I said, handling these important tax matters. So let me just tell you about the role of the personal representative or executrix or executor's role. When a loved one passes away, someone must handle the resulting financial fallout, including tax issue. The person may be identified in the sentence, deceased individual will, as the executor, personal representative, as I mentioned earlier, of the descendant's estate. If there is no will, I mentioned that last week, you died intestate, they will appoint one. In either case, it's often a surviving spouse or another family member who takes the responsibility. Your role as a personal representative is to identify the estate's assets, pay off the debts, and you'll see where they advertise in the law journal, and usually the legal notice in the paper three times. So identify the estate assets. Sometimes you got to be a detective on that one. Pay off debts and distribute the remainder to the rightful heirs and beneficiaries, if you're a successor trustee. You're also responsible. Like I said, it can be overwhelming. That's why you want to work with someone who does that. Most advisors, usually, I won't say all, but many of them don't want to bother with that or know how to do that. You're also responsible for filing any necessary tax returns and arranging to pay any taxes. Again, because we're set up for that, we do approximately 600 returns. We can do that. So what else? How about medical expenses? Notifying the different offices, like Social Security office, the Medicare supplement company. Pay extra attention to the medical expenses. If uninsured expenses were incurred but not paid before death, you as that personal representative must make a potentially important choice about how those expenses are treated for federal tax purposes. Plus, if you happen to be in our communist state, known as Pennsylvania, they have an inheritance tax. For those who are in Ohio, you don't have that. So along with medical expenses, they've already been paid in the year of death. The personal representative can choose to deduct as yet unpaid medical expenses on the decedent's final form 1040. We can assist you with that. To the extent of the combined paid and unpaid expenses exceed 7.5% of the adjusted gross income. To take advantage of the specialized itemized deduction privilege for unpaid medical expenses, such as nursing home, was out of pocket, you may pay expenses out of the decedent's estate during a one-year period beginning with the day after the date of the decedent's death. Now, we do work with attorneys, so we do that. We help do that for you. So avoid the cash basis tax rule. You may know what that means. Requires you to pay the expense before you can deduct it. Likely have more than a year expenses compared with what you would have on a cash basis, making it more likely that you could exceed the 7.5%. Now, many people can't even itemize. So if they were in a lot of expenses, that may not be an issue. So medical expenses, then you may have to file a form called the 1041 May. I won't go into a lot of detail of that. If they have a large return, most people don't have that, a 706 return. And then there's something called while you're alive, that I was talking to a gentleman earlier about a 709. Now, he got some bad advice from a person who's an advisor at a bank saying that you can only give $15,000 per year and only can be related people. That is not true. You can give $15,000 as many people as you want to. Now, he's a widower, so he can give $15,000. The question is, what if you give more than $15,000? Can you do that? Absolutely you can. But you're supposed to fill out a form called the 709. I mentioned 706. There's a form called the 709. It's taking off that $11.7 million. Now, they're talking about lowering that from the federal state. They want you to do it in a timely manner. So if you did it this year, you got till next year, 2021. If you did it last year, you got till April 15th, unless you file extensions, to file that form. It's pretty easy. And you say, well, what if I don't file it? It's kind of like speeding on Route 18. Most people speed. Most people don't get caught. But every so often, someone gets caught. And if you get caught, it says right on the form they could charge you penalties and interest. See, they want record of it. Now, we have filed them for people after the fact, and they were worried about they might get caught, and they didn't charge them penalty interest. But you want to file it the proper way. So gift taxes. You can give 15,000 as many people you want. You can give more than that. You just have to fill out the form. Life insurance proceeds, I won't go into that. But anyway, that's part two. There's more information. And what I want you to do is call. Say I want all three parts so I can read it for myself. And then you can set up a call if you have more questions. So let's talk a little bit about the economy. Good news today, Thursday. I'm doing this actually in the morning on Friday. Unemployment claims dropped as labor market continues. All right, so it looked like positive news. This figure is released Thursday by that's February 25th, by the Labor Department shows 730,000 American filed first-time jobless claims in the week ended February 20th, lower than 830,000 expected. The week before was almost 900,000. It was 890-some. So that was welcome news. And then you had the GDP, going up. 4.5%. So the question is, if this is all good news, how come the market tanked? Well, here's the thing with the market tank. The 10-year treasury went to 1.45. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve, has been talking the last 2 days about interest rates. He said are going to remain low. He said he's still got a few more bullets in his, well, he didn't use that word. I'm using that in his gun, so to speak, or arrows in his quiver. He thinks it will remain low. But when you see that 10-year treasury creeping up, what people are concerned about is inflation. And I'm going to be talking about that in the next segment about someone. Is there potential? Because inflation is what? A tax. Folks, a tax. And anytime you start raising taxes, it starts to quash the economy. So that's why a lot of traders were very, very nervous. Now, Robert Shiller, he's a professor of finance at Yale University. Here's what he had to say. U.S. stocks have the highest CAPE ratio of any global equity market, but they are still the place to invest, he says. But the inventor of the metric, Robert Shiller, says the stocks are indeed risky. Now, if you're near retirement or in retirement, there's something called sequence of return risk. I'm not going to go on today's show to talk about it. I've talked in the past. You catch the wrong cycle, you could run out of money. And I have this calculator I've been talking several weeks ago that you should just set up a meeting where I could send you the calculator, and I'll send you the password, and we can do it by phone, and you're on your computer. Folks, it's an eye-opener. It's very important. But he said they're risky. But he said the risky time for investing in the stock market, he said, but there's a good chance the market will get on the same path as it was before. But it could go the other way, he added, ending the wealth of equity investors. Sounds like a weatherman. He says, the last time I covered a talk by Shiller was May 20th, and he said the U.S. equities were not giving much of a sell signal since that time. The S&P has returned about 13%. Now, the U.S. CAPE ratio is about 36. In 1999, it hit 44. So it's priced pretty strong. However, if they're using 44 as a benchmark, it still has a little bit more room. Although I have another gentleman who's talking about any day. He's been crying wolf for about 6 months. He's talking about maybe March 9th, March 11th, or maybe we got a top in. Then he talks about some of these other things got to fill in some gaps. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what Robert Shiller has to say. And is inflation heating up, or is Jerome Powell correct? And he says inflation is going to be under control. Look at that 10-year treasury, folks. Went to 1.45. Where do you say it's going to go? So please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning. And this is a big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. On the last segment, we were finishing up talking about Robert Shiller, and he's well known for his CAPE index. And what does that have to do with the economy? Well, for those who missed the last segment, and even those who heard it, it's worthwhile repeating. Shiller is a professor of finance at Yale University, so he's got quite a bit of credentials. And I was talking about this famous index called the CAPE Index, and the ratio is 36 currently, second highest level ever. At the end of 1999, it was 44. It's a way to make price earnings per share. So if that is correct, he's saying it has a long way of going. As I mentioned on the last segment, I've got other folks like Harry Dent and some other ones saying the market is going to tank. So what say you? How much can you afford to lose is the real answer. Have you ever done a suitability test? Have you ever done one of those? Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, have you ever done that calculator and talks about if you got to take money and the market is falling, the sequence of returns? Have you ever done one of those tests using this calculator? It's pure math, folks, pure math. It's an eye-opener. If you haven't or don't know what I'm talking about, I'd like to learn more about it, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and get on my calendar. And I mentioned about the potential. We're going to talk about inflation here in a minute from one gentleman. Is it going to be going up? Well, I talked real late, actually in the morning, probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and on Thursday it was 1.49. Well, the bond is creeping up again. It's like 1.51, 1.52. So that's a concern. Some people indicated inflation. Now, Jeremy Powell, who's the Federal Reserve Chairman, says there's nothing to worry about. He plans on keeping rates low. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But again, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. What do I mean by that? Probably most of you have a checking account savings. That's your yellow money. And then probably a lot of you have it, most of it's in the market. And you think, oh, I'm diversified. I got it in bonds. Well, you've already lost money because the rates have gone up in the bond market. So anytime you have money that can go up or down below what you put into it, is considered a security and it's risk. Inherently, there's nothing wrong with that if you could afford to lose money. And if you don't need to take very much money out of your retirement. We'll talk about, well, one gentleman talks about the 4% rule, which is probably more like the 2.8%. And we'll talk about his name in a minute here, about taking money withdrawals. So that's why, besides Social Security, you might want to have a bucket of money that pays you a paycheck for life. To retain your gains, and go to our website, leavealegacy.com. We have these mini seminars. There's a bunch of them, one on Social Security. One is on paycheck for life called guaranteed income. So besides Social Security, many of you probably should have some of your money in a strategy like that. He says, going back to what Schiller has to say, U.S. CAPE ratio is almost 36, was the second highest levels I mentioned since 1999. It was 44. But he said, there's a long way to go to set another record, Schiller said. He has new paper that discusses how CAPE valuations have been affected by the pandemic. Prices are higher, he said, because Fed policy has kept rates at record low levels. Rates were not this low, he said, during the Depression, and were not low as far as out in the yield curve as they are now, he said. The 10-year TIPS yield is below zero. He's defined a new measure, which he called excess CAPE yield. It's a reciprocal of the CAPE ratio, and he has a formula called 1 over 36 equal 2.8% minus real long-term interest rates. So he likes math like I do. The 10-year TIPS rate is minus 0.8. That yield, he says, 3.6% suggests that the stock market will outperform bonds by much over the next 10 years. So if you'd like to have a copy of this report, I'd be glad to send it to you. But here's the question. I don't know if he's right or wrong. What if you could have a strategy to say, well, if he's right, I can participate in managed companies like BlackRock, Credit Suisse, those types. But if he's wrong, guess what? The worst case, you could get zero. Can you get that on your stock portfolio? I don't think so. There are strategies out there, folks. Call us at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group. Get on our calendar. Actually, get that calculator. So I'd set up at least a 15-minute call, sometimes a half hour. But if I don't do too much jibbery-jabbery, I could probably get it done in 15, 20 minutes. What I do is email you the calculator, and then we do it by phone, and we work through the questions, and we put in questions, the information, based on what you're saying. It's an eye-opener. So that's how you know. That's one test, and if it works good, maybe you can come in. If not, we can do a Zoom, or we can do a Join Me calendar. So inflation. Let's talk about what this gentleman has to say. Bill Bonner. See, I subscribe to a lot of information. He said, we're witness to history, all of us. What we're watching is the most extraordinary thing, something that's happened very rarely. And he says, I thank God it's developed. It will go from stupid to sad to nasty to catastrophe. As an aid to navigation, we judge ourselves still in the stupid phase, but soon to get very sad. It's surely stupid to think you can print money to buy your way out of debt trap and then respect Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is either surprisingly dumb or she's just playing along, according to Bill Bonner. Perhaps she realizes there's no way the feds are ever going to be able to keep up with their promises. The only possible way out of the trap is the worst way, as he said, according to Bill Bonner, by inflating away the real value of the Fed's debts and obligations. He goes on to say, and perhaps she believes, Janet Yellen, that the Federal Reserve, with the many tools it has at its disposal, can keep the inflation from getting out of hand. A mild consumer price index, say of about 5% annually, would go a long way to solve the problem. But, as he said, as we pointed out, the Fed cannot perform magic. It must either protect the value of the dollar by controlling the quantity, or it can print more dollars and let the value, he said, go to hell. For the moment, it's doomed to printing more. But when consumer prices are rising at 5% annual rate, he said, what then? And if you remember the rule of 72, divide 5 into 72, that means every 14 years an item will double. The economy, he said, will not suddenly be jumping for joy, full of life and energy, nor will the White House and Congress suddenly be filled with wise men and women, well aware the money doesn't grow on trees. But I think we have some people in the White House that actually do believe it grows on trees. He said, instead at 5% inflation, the Fed will face the same choice it does now. Inflate or die. If it tries to rein in consumer price inflation, it will set off a crash on Wall Street and recession, depression on Main Street. The politicians will howl. The president will ask for Janet Yellen's resignation or her head. And the public, already outraged by one thing or another, will insist on more stimulus checks. As Dan points out below, he said there are a lot of very poor people in the U.S. They are people who lost their good jobs in manufacturing when the Fed's easy money made it easier to buy things or overseas to make them there. Then, with the stop work order given out to the service industry last year, their low-paying gigs disappeared. Now they sleep in their cars, live on food stamps, stimmy checks, and disability. But what happened to them when the great inflation shifts from Wall Street to Main Street? It will be very well for the top 10% to cheer increases in the stock market. But how will the bottom 90% react to rising costs for bread, gasoline, and milk at 5%, then 10%, then maybe 50%? It's going to be sad, he said. Then it will turn nasty. The press refers to the riot at the U.S. Capitol's insurrection or an attempted coup. Really? Do serious revolutionaries take selfies and wear horns on their hands and neither take hostages nor murder the politicians? So far, we've heard of a lot of nasty words, but we've seen few sticks and stones that will break bones. Those are probably coming too from armed groups either on the left or the right. Bill Bonner also goes on to say, no one will explain to them that the feds have double-crossed them, both with their fake money and their fake policies. Instead, they will square off like Nazis and Bolsheviks and fight for power. And it wouldn't be all surprising to see desperate people organize a real dangerous revolt. And where are the kidnappers? Everybody hates rich people. Shouldn't some of them be taken prison and forced to pay billions in ransom? The money will, of course, be used for good cause. Then, he says, the country seems to be on the edge of the cliff. Something will come along to push it off. Students will need to be mollified with loan forgiveness, free tuition. Minimum wages will need to be increased to keep up with inflation. Stimmy checks will become regular, delivered monthly, but unable to keep up with the rising prices. Big businesses, too, will need loans, bailouts, and stimulus. In the military, our heroes will need to be bought off too, lest they take advantage of the chaos to seize power. Is this too gloomy? He says, Bill Bonner, that is impossible, unrealistic. We hope so, but if it comes to pass, it won't be the first time. So, folks, get on our calendar. Get on our calendar. Call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call. That phone number again is 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is that proper spending rate, and we're going to also talk a little politics. We haven't already talked some on this last segment. So,
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to be talking on this segment is we're going to talk about what a gentleman says about what you should be taking out of your retirement so you have enough money to last. Well, I'm going to talk about it, but what you need to do is set up that 15-minute call with that calculator, folks. That's an eye-opener. That will tell you pure math based on your numbers. We can change the numbers, different scenarios, and you'll see what I'm talking about, the sequence of returns if you catch the wrong cycle. So by the name of a guy named the Melvisky, what is the proper spending rate in retirement? He said the greatest economic scholar of the first half of the 20th century, Professor Irving Fisher, was born in 1867 and served as professor of economics at Yale University, kind of like Robert Shiller did during the year, some different years, 1900 to 1935. He was first celebrity economist who was venerated and often quoted by the media of his time. Unfortunately, his credibility and celebrity status came to a thunderous end around the stock market meltdown of 1929. I wonder why. Just before the crash, Irving Fisher announced to the media and world at large that stock prices are permanently high plateau and that he was quite bullish. Alas, it was not just his intellectual reputation that took a hit. So did his personal finances. He actually put his money where his mouth was and lost $10 million back in those days, which today's inflation-adjusted value would be $140 million. Now, you may wonder why anyone might take retirement planning advice from someone who blew up so spectacularly. But his contribution to retirement economics deserves serious consideration. So let me skip down. He talks about, if you haven't heard the former 4% rule, now they're talking about maybe you should use the 2.8% rule of income planning. It's probably for the better. Most economists do take kindly to this rule, and the source of their discomfort can be traced directly to Irving Fisher's idea about life cycle. What that has to do is focus on how much money you're taking out. They're saying you should take out no more than 4%. Some people say 2.8%. And some of you think you could take 10% out because you're making 20% in the stock market. Well, that's why you need to get that, set up that call. It's an eye-opener. And it'll be based on your numbers putting in there. It will shock you by any means because we always have market corrections or bear markets. And if you're going to be taking money out or forced to take money out because of RMDs or nursing homes and so forth, it would be an eye-opener. So what he's talking about, if you'd like to get a copy of that article, you can. But the best thing to do is set up the phone call and say, I want to set up a phone call to go through that calculator that Legacy Financial was talking about. So our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about in the news, Jonathan Cahn, Messianic Jew, born-again believers, the Joe Biden. How can you call yourself a Christian and support a abortion? Here's a question I have for Madam Kamala. You remember Kamala. claims it's a human right not to have your baby separated from you at the border, but she thinks it's a human right to permanently separate a baby from its mother with an abortion. What say you? And then Xavier Becerra thinks it's okay to support abortions up to birth because his mom prays the rosary. Here's my question to him. Has he ever read the Bible? I doubt it. Now, regarding this American Heroes Act, which is highway robbery, there's only about 9% that is going toward the stimulus. Democrats, known as demon rats, and then you got the swamp rats, accept two of the 286 amendments sought by Republicans for $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill. Now, they're probably going to vote on today. You're listening on Saturday. The House is probably going to put the minimum wage in, but won't hold up. And that they're going to try to do some maneuvering to try to get us through. But I don't think the minimum wage, they'll have to do a separate bill altogether for that. But let me just talk a little bit about what our congressman, because it would take me longer. It's almost 600 pages that goes through the details of it. But it's going to shock some of you. Some of you may be aware of what's in it. Some of you may not be. How about this? Are you okay with stimulus checks to be issued to illegal immigrants as part of the new COVID relief package? Oh, I'm sorry. You're supposed to call them undocumented. In other words, the T's and I's have not been crossed or dotted. So that's, you should not be calling them illegal immigrants. I'm being sarcastic. So let me tell you what, you probably got this email from Mike Kelly. He says only 9% of the money goes toward public health priorities like national vaccination program and testing. He said, with $68 billion from previous relief packages still available, this bill spends $130 billion more to schools. Listen to this, without requiring them to offer in-person learning. A small business and workers are financially struggling to survive lockdowns. This plan would raise the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour and eliminate 1.4 million jobs. The Coronavirus Relief Fund, a pool of money created by the CARES Act to help states with unanticipated pandemic expenses, has $46 billion still available. The American Rescue Plan, that's what they call it, adds $350 billion more to the CR, effectively tuning into the slush fund. And don't forget Chuck Schumer's bridge and Nancy's tunnel. Now, I wonder what she's going to do in that tunnel. Is she going to hide out there with her ice cream and freezers? I don't know, but she wants a tunnel for San Francisco. So there's a lot in it. You got to get a hold of the bill. If you'd like it, I've got the actual document on it. And hopefully, they'll do something. But folks, I don't think they will. I think it's a done deal. You'll be getting the stimulus I've talked about in the past, the $1,400, the $75,000, up to $100,000. Phase out on a single person. Married couple, $150,000 to $200,000 for every $100 you earn over the $150,000, you'll lose $5. So it'll be $1,400, including children, and then also adults. And then the adults may, we'll see what the final outcome is. The ones that didn't get the last stimulus may also be able to get that. Also, the deduction going from $2,000 to $3,000. I talked about that in the past. I won't go through it in here, but we'll wait with the final. Once we get the final thing, then I'll go through more detail. And, of course, the House Democrats, what, passed a bill to create right to kill babies and abortions. That should make you sick. And pay for money overseas in the WHO organization. Lots of money going for those kind of groups. Franklin Graham blasts Equality Act. His very dangerous bill is a smoke screen forcing LGBTQ agenda. These folks have a woman phobia. I think the Democrats hate women. They do. I think they hate women. So people aren't talking about that. Good for Rand Paul stepping up to play, talking to our former Secretary of State, known as Rachel Richard Levine. So he's a she, she's a he. No, the DNA is still the DNA. Obviously, His degree is in psychiatry and pediatric. Obviously, he needs some serious counseling. My undergraduate degree is in psychology. And I took a course many years ago at Youngstown State called Abnormal Psychology. I want to know if they actually offer that anymore. So the Equality Act is set to destroy religious freedom. I'm going to talk about some of that on my One Way Radio Network, and I'll talk more about that on next week's show. So remember this, folks. If you want to protect your money, if you want to learn strategies, get on our calendar, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963 and get that calculator so you can, it's an eye-opener, 800-264-4963. I used to say, if you want to protect your freedom, vote, but I'm not sure, unless they fix something, that's going to happen. It is so wide and deep, folks, but I do know this. We have a loving God. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 7 says, the gate to heaven is narrow, the gate to hell is wide. We're all going to die. I think there's an opportunity, even though there's chaos going on, there's more people going to be broken. That's the first step to salvation. You're going to spend someplace in eternity, either heaven or hell. There's not the annihilation theory. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. The first step is you've got to be broken. You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to recognize you're a sinner. Then the second thing is you have to accept Jesus Christ as the God, because he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, and Jesus. Man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. You say, I won't go there next year. So who do you say he is? He stands at the door and knocks. So we have a lot of opportunity to share the gospel. God does not cause this. We cause this. He allows us. But if we work, it'll work through his glory. There could be 1, 2, 3, 1,000, a million people through what's going on that will come to know him. So we're here for a flicker. So like you to share the good news. If you'd like to learn more about that, tune in to our radio show we do on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790 called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Our website is innovationtaxservice.com and our toll free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.